Podcast Network, AfterBuzz TV, over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of So You Think You Can Dance here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm Kristen Burt, and we're going from top 14 to top 10. It was kind of a sad night.
It was really sad.
I know. But let's introduce, it's going to be happy here in the studio. I promise. I'm going to introduce my co-host, running the chat room extraordinaire, Allison Dean.
Hello. I'm here, Allison Dean. You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean.
And it's working tonight, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Next to her, Chloe.
Hello.
Chloe West X.
Oh, yes, Chloe West X. That is my Twitter handle.
And we have, I love this, this is a reunion of season 10. We've got Team Pac-Man in the house, Paula McKenzie.
Finally.
I know. Thanks for joining us, you guys.
Yeah, of course.
You were on last time with Jasmine.
Yes.
And you were on, I think, with me, Dance with the Stars.
Yeah.
So welcome back.
Yeah, back.
The tweets are nicer for So You Think than Dancing with the Stars. Just letting you know.
Really?
Yeah, we get off the air Dancing with the Stars, and I'm like, ah! Yeah. He knows. The audience is a little bit more passionate with the other show. All right, let's get started. I've been asking everyone that's been associated with the show, how do you feel about the format this year?
You want to go for it?
Take it away.
Well, okay, so I know that the network wanted the new format, and I think it's a good change. Personally, I liked the older format better, maybe because I was a part of it. And it's been, like, traditional So You Think format, like, how it was on our season. But I don't know. It's an interesting change, but I would have preferred the old format.
Yeah, I completely agree, but I felt like that before the show, and then when the show started, I actually kind of grew on me, and I was like, wait, okay, I kind of like...
It does grow on you.
Yeah, I like the different format, but I just miss the partnership, the duets. Yeah. I miss that.
Yeah, we were all talking about that before the show started, and I think just even seeing Virgil and Haley back together, just even though it was the second time, you're like, oh, yeah, there is something special about that. Yeah. And look at that. We have Team Pac-Man in the house. So. All right, let's talk about that opening number with Brian Friedman. He caught a lot of slack on Twitter. I don't know if you guys followed this, because it was similar to a 1990 Madonna
vote. Wait, was it the Vogue video?
Vogue, VMAs.
Really?
I actually wrote that in my notes. I was like, this reminds me of Vogue.
Yeah, it was kind of Dangerous Liaisons, Marie Antoinette. And he was like, this was Marie Antoinette inspired, not Madonna inspired. And, you know, it's hard to be super original in choreography.
Yeah, and we all, who cares? I think we all, like, grab from each other. That's the whole point. I loved it. I thought it was so cool.
Yeah, his style is already very Madonna-esque anyways. Like, when I think of even the dance he did later on in the show, I was like, that's so Brian. Like, when I think of Brian, that's what I think of. Yeah. And, like, so, yeah, I don't, yeah, I didn't really think of that, actually. And Madonna, Janet, like, everyone's always going to compare every dance. Like, the whole, like, first year Britney was on the scene, like, every dance she did, they were like, well, she's just like Janet. You're like, okay, get over it. Like, let's move on. Yeah. So, yeah, I didn't really think that. I thought it was really cool. I really liked it.
Fun and colorful.
Yeah, loved it. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to watch this again and again and again, but not today because I don't have time. But in the future, I'm going to totally watch it again. Because I thought it was fantastic. Yeah. It was just, like, constant movement. The costuming, the makeup, it was great.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a spectacle, and it's exactly what you
and
do
it's
expect.
It's cool to see the behind the scenes of all of that stuff and just see how, like, it's been made. And we've been, like, part of the behind the scenes, but costuming and just the makeup and, like, how choreography, like,
they're killing it this year. Wardrobe is, like,
amazing.
Oh, my God.
How early did they have to wake up to prep for that one? Because that one's filmed in the morning.
They wake up at, like, 4
in the morning, yeah.
Yeah, they dance out at, like, 7.
Yeah, that call time, because I saw, because Robert filled in for Jim in that number as well, and he said his call time was 5 or 5:30, so they were up early.
Do you guys miss that?
No.
No, not at all.
Like, that's sleep? The one thing I don't miss.
Totally overrated.
No.
Let's go into probably one of the most spectacular pieces of the night, because I do think this was a very uneven night. We were praising last week, just saying, like, oh, we feel like the rhythm's back. And then this week I was like, oh, no. Jim and Yurelis, Sonia Taya, just a stunning contemporary piece. And so far, probably the best routine of the season so far.
I think it was something almost like one of my favorites ever. Like, I really... It was so different. And it was so fun that we haven't had Sonia back. And so to have her back, it was, like, something so different. And I loved Paula's comments. I thought they were so on point. I wasn't watching one over the other at all.
Yep. Yes.
They really highlighted each other so well and complimented.
That's why I was so surprised that Yurelis left.
Yeah.
So sad. So upset about that.
She was so strong.
With Sonia choreography, there's just such a maturity in it, you know? And
they
looked
like a company. It was like a company duet.
I don't know. It was just, I couldn't find anything, like, to critique. It was just, like, it was just an amazing piece. I loved it. She's so amazing.
Yeah. I loved this piece. This piece was incredible, and so glad to have Sonia back. And I feel like in your season, actually, she was almost overused. You were, like, over her.
We were the last people since... She choreographed on since.
We were the last one?
Yeah, I remember.
Really?
Yeah. She even said she's not going to come back for a while.
Really? She moved to New York, so she's not here as much. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's easier when they have time to, like, get away from the scene, and then they can come back with a fresh feeling and fresh moves and ideas.
Yeah, and it was incredible. I was so happy to have her back on the show.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I loved the piece. I think it was probably my second favorite.
Okay.
Of the night?
I was thinking of the night.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking of our last week's conversation where you were like, first number, last number. Which I don't think actually...
It didn't pan out as well, this week.
But anyway.
I can't remember.
But usually they like to bookend it with like two wow numbers. Yeah. But this was definitely a wow opening. I mean, lines for days on both of them. And I think the nice thing for me about Jim, too, is that he is such a technician, but he really knows how to perform as well. Mm-hmm. Sometimes... You do see the technicians, and they get just so, like, laser-focused in the technique. Yep. So it's nice that we're really seeing that from him.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we go on to Edson and Yaya in a Misha Gabriel hip-hop piece. This one got a lot of criticism as well from the panel. I was really interested because, Paula started right in, like, this was fun, it was poppy, I got what you were doing.
It was very Paula Abdul-y.
Yeah, it was. And then you get the men on the end, they were like, nope. They thought it was too simplistic.
Jason was brutal.
he was brutal.
Just
a little sassy
all
night.
I'm like, wow, okay.
I feel like all night he was kind of sassy.
I liked it too. I mean, I guess I understood, like, where Misha Gabriel's style is very, like, smooth, and it's very, and there were some hard-hitting moments, but at the same time, I felt like they performed it really well, and I feel like they gave justice to it.
And I think also with, like, if you watch Misha do his stuff, like, it's not that it's not always full out, but he holds back in some things, and I think maybe they took that the wrong way, and that can sometimes look like not as full out.
It's so, like, settled in his body that, like, in a week, it's really hard to get it that, like, smooth and in that pocket. But I felt like they did a great job. Yaya is killing
it. I love Yaya.
She's so good. We all love Yaya.
Yeah. She's adorable.
I mean, and I think this is what was so interesting to me, because Paul really pointed it out. She goes, it looks simple, but it's not.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's exactly it. And I think there's not a lot of levels to Misha's choreography, and I don't mean that in a negative way, in that it's like smooth, and it's taking you on like a journey.
Exactly.
Where other choreographers will be like, bam, and then it's like quiet, and then bam again. And so people may interpret that like that's super easy, no big deal.
Right, and I appreciate when a choreographer just gives you dance moves and you're not doing gymnastics moves
exactly.
in it. You know, especially in a hip-hop.
Actually dancing.
Yeah. In a hip-hop, it's really easy for them to be like, oh, cool, you can tumble. Let's have you tumble.
Fill this eight count.
Yeah.
And it's actually nicer when they're, like, really given steps.
Totally.
And I really liked this number. And I thought what Jason said was, like, way out there. And maybe those were his notes from seeing the dress rehearsal.
Yeah.
You know, like, maybe we saw something different than what he saw. But what I saw, I was like, I usually am the one giving harder comments and, like, being like, oh, that was basic. But that, I did not think that dance was. I don't know. I didn't see what he saw.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was fun. It wasn't one of my faves, but I thought it was fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, it certainly wasn't, like, of the bottom rung for me last night.
No, you know? I mean, they're... the dance was, it was fun.
It was fun.
Yeah. Exactly. And I think that's, it's so hard because we're just dying to see all these like dramatic pieces all the time. And, but, you know, I do, you have to hand it to Misha for not like throwing Edson, like do a bunch of tumbling because he does have that cheer background and we know he can do a ton of stuff. Mm-hmm. And we've seen a lot of that this season just because everyone, there's so many different levels of difficulty.
Yeah, they're
on
like
Team
coughing
Street.
Out and they're like, oh, great, just do your arm thing.
No, he's like, Edson, you're going to do what Yaya does, so enjoy. No.
Good luck.
And the thing with making it look easy and effortless, that's the point of what a dancer's job is, to make it look effortless.
Yeah.
And sometimes whenever you do make it look effortless, it's like you're not doing anything. But really, you're doing so much to make it look effortless. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So
100%.
There's always that confusion. I felt, I don't know, Jason, I guess, thought it was effortless. I don't know.
Yeah, well, he had some good comments we'll talk about later. I've got a good one for you, Jason. All right, let's go on to Virgil and Haley doing Tyce Diorio Contemporary. Now, to me, when Tyce Diorio is on, I love it because he just throws it all out there. And sometimes it really works, and sometimes you're like, what did I just see? Yeah. But I knew with this partnership, no matter what it was, I knew we were going to get something like juicy and good. And I feel like this partnership, had we had partners this season, would have been a really good one.
Mm-hmm. I think this partnership was a little unfair because they have already danced together before, and it was a killer dance, and everyone sort of loves them. And now they're partnering together again?
Well, I'm going to stop
on a show
you on
that.
That
doesn't have partners? I don't know.
I'm going to stop you from that because I'm hearing this season they're pulling partners out of a hat. They're not pulling the dances out of a hat.
Oh.
So
luck of the draw.
Luck of the draw.
Luck of the draw,
yeah. So that's what I heard. They're pulling the dancers out of the hat.
Surprise!
And then they're assigned a choreographer and a dance style. Different than other years.
That makes sense. Wow. So then they got real lucky.
They got lucky.
Because they have the inherent chemistry. It was also, I mean, I thought the dance was cool, and obviously they are fantastic together, and I love both of them, but also wasn't one of my, like, it wasn't a routine that I would probably YouTube later on. That's just me.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I
liked it. You know, I just wasn't like, I didn't get like the goosebumps for it or anything. Mm-hmm. Or I wasn't like crying or jumping or there wasn't like a big extreme for me with that one.
Yeah, I really liked it. Part of me feels like Tyce's Contemporary is like 2 years ago Contemporary.
I bet he loves it.
I really like his jazz pieces. But yeah, I don't know. I liked it a lot, and I think they did a good job. But yeah, it was an... I don't know. I felt like Tyce's stuff. I wasn't seeing anything like super different and cool. And
I mean, I like the dragging at the end where she like... Yeah. The very end of
that was really cool.
That was cool.
Yeah. They had a really cool... Things like that.
They had little things. Yeah, exactly.
It was unique movements that,
Did either of you work with Tyce during your season?
Yeah, I did.
You both did?
I did with, like, a group number. Mm-hmm. I didn't one-on-one.
I did for my jazz with Catherine.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Working with Catherine McCormick. I'm like...
Yeah.
I'm
my favorite. Can't complain.
She's
the best.
She's amazing. She's the best. What a dancer. Well, you know, and it's just one of those things. I love that Haley was like, I've got a dance crush on Virgil. I'm like, I get it. I get it. He's really likable.
He's one of my favorites because he's such a good performer. And
kind of reminds me of Fiction a little bit.
Yeah, that's
I said that too.
Yep.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I agree with the chemistry thing. They've already danced together. But I felt like the hip-hop they did wasn't the same as this chemistry.
Totally.
It was a completely different storyline, and it was just... it was cool to see him in a different light.
And
I haven't seen him. Yeah, and Haley too.
She hasn't had a contemporary yet, I don't think.
And it wasn't like contemporary. It was more based off of the storyline, and I don't know, I appreciated that.
Oh.
Great. There we go. I was kind of a mixed bag on the Tyce joke. But I think Tyce really brings, like, he elicits a reaction that I always think is all over the map when it comes to his pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is really interesting about him, because you never know what you're going to get.
That's a good thing.
He's very versatile, and I like the unpredictability of it, because I'm like, Tyce is on, what are we going to get?
Yeah, so, totally. I mean, I love every jazz piece he's done, and I know the judges have not. But I love them.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
But one thing we can predict is a word from our sponsor, Mazda.
Oh.
Yes, we can. Does driving matter to you? Driving with the windows down, the wind blowing through your hair, the smell of pine trees and fresh asphalt. You look forward to these moments when it's just you and the road. No distractions, handling every curve, and feeling every nuance in the road. So ask yourself,
Does driving matter to you? If it does, we build cars just for you. Because to us, driving matters. Mazda. Thank you, Mazda. We appreciate your support.
Nicely
I also
done.
Love having dancers in the studio because every week we get interpretive dance yes. yeah. to the commercial.
Like, it's a win.
Watch me win. It's kind of amazing. I know we can't see it, but it's, nice. It's awesome.
They really should cut over to the dance. I mean, it
really,
would be
every
it
week.
Would be good.
Yeah. Or maybe next week I'll periscope it.
I think that's good.
That's a good idea.
Yes.
All right, we're going to get you one of the dances that...
Which one?
We're going to talk about fish. We're going to talk about sexy fish. Alexa and Ariana, and this was Tracy Phillips and Dominic Carbone and in a burlesque jazz. If you guys aren't familiar with them, they have Harlow Gold, which is a show that they do in Santa Monica.
I love that show.
Yeah, I mean, it's really well done. They're great at
My
what they do.
My friends are dancers in it, and... You finish before I get into it.
Yeah. And I just want to say they did burlesque, I think, 2 seasons ago now on Dancing with the Stars, and it was also awkward. And this was awkward. It's a very hard thing to just interpret as a one-off. And I'm just going to throw that out there. So, and I don't want to blame the dancers at all on this one. I can't.
No. Yeah, no.
So they did what they could.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
I really was upset at them and felt like this dance could have been so cool if they just, like, gave it something. Like, they were very technical feeling, and I thought that they could have done so much more with it.
But they didn't have an understanding of it, and this is, when I watched it, I thought... And Nigel mentioned this, too. He said, like, Fosse. And I thought, when I originally saw, like, the costume and everything, it was very cabaret, the modern version of cabaret.
Yeah.
And I said, it's up to the choreographers to tell these young dancers, I want you to, like, go and watch either the movie, or I want to see a couple clips on YouTube of the version that was done with Michelle Williams recently, or the one that was done with Natasha Richardson. Take a look and see what those chorus dancers did. I also felt like they needed a prop, whether it was a chair or whether it was a big
bubble
rock or something. It needed something more, and I felt like that there was a disconnect between what the choreographers were trying to do and how they interpreted it, and gave that to the
Definitely.
Dancers.
I agree with you though too, because I think no matter what you are given, you. Even if you feel like, oh my gosh, what am I getting myself into? Because I think we felt like that, or at least I felt like that, every single week. But sometimes magically it can become something that you never thought it could become. So it's all mindset and just like being like willing to take it to a place that, but it's also a partnership too.
Yeah.
So I felt like they were disconnected from each other,
mm-hmm.
and they maybe could have used each other a little more. Like, all right, girl, we got to look at each other and be like, okay, let's do this. Like, we're going to get through
yeah.
it. But at the same time, choreography... That can seal the deal as well.
But didn't that choreography feel like Yanis Marshall choreography a little bit? And, like, it felt like something Beyonce would do, and it would be weird, but it would be hot and, like, cool. And
anything Beyonce.
But maybe behind an artist. But when they're being featured, I think it
I don't know.
Wasn't.
I think it was missing something. It,
yeah.
it needed a prop to me.
Yeah.
It needed a spectacle to understand what sexy fish was.
Like a group piece.
No, I would say, I think they should have ignored that they were fish.
Emotional bites.
Like...
Okay, this is my take on it. I'm
going
to take a little bit more, giving the benefit of the doubt to the dancers. So I love what the show is doing in terms of bringing new choreography and new choreographers onto the show. I think that with that said, a lot of things have to do with luck with the show. And, like, unfortunately, they could have had a piece that could have highlighted them very well, but they had a piece that was going to be more challenging for them for the week. I definitely agree that if you can make anything look good. If you're a good dancer, you can make anything look good. But at the same time, I felt their package showed that they didn't care. But I think if they're in that position...
Just putting it out there, that's not...
Putting it in that position, there's no way that they didn't care. And I know that that was probably their first rehearsal or whatever it was, and they didn't understand what was going on, because if they told me you have to be a sexy fish, I probably wouldn't understand.
They looked defeated to me, honestly.
And they did look
I just
defeated.
Felt
they
sad.
Defeated. Yeah.
I just felt sad the whole
time.
Because
so much happens until the show day, and I think that there would have been moments where they pushed themselves to a limit where they would have tried to conquer it. Unfortunately, they couldn't. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it didn't look as great as it could have looked, I think. And that was their downfall.
Yeah. It's hard, too, as a new choreographer. It's a really scary thing. And you're feeling the pressure not only from the producers, but from the dancers. And like I said, that package put that out there.
Yeah.
And that is so hard to overcome once that's
It
out.
Is, and Nigel called them out, too.
So many times, even with us, like, we were like, can we do this? Can we do this? You know? But it was about pushing through. And if they showed those parts of us where we were like, oh, my God, I don't know, like...
Crying.
You know, like...
me crying, like, not him. Everybody, like, you know, I can't.
Then it would have just shown us in a different light. So packages do matter. Packages do matter.
And Spencer and both Dave, we've had, you know, a couple choreographers, and they've been talking. It's so important to have a really clear vision when you come in to talk to the producers and the lighting designers and costumers and everything, saying, this is what I want this to look like. Mm-hmm. And it's new for them, and they're learning the ropes, Dominic and Tracy. So, you know, you understand that. And maybe if they were to do it next week, that same dance, they would be like, it would look so different.
Yeah.
Totally.
And we've
it's a learning experience for everyone.
It really is. Mm-hmm. It really is. But I do love that they brought burlesque in. I just felt like it wasn't executed well.
Yeah. It's a bummer.
She's like, well.
I just feel like, why do they actually think they had to be fish? Like, duh.
Well, I feel like
you're just gonna look like a fish, and like
Travis was like, you need to be a fish. Didn't he like walk into the room and be like, you should be a fish?
No, that was
but
like
if
a
that's
joke.
What you're being told, and you're like 18 years old, like think
it very literally.
But he said a good thing too. He was like, you know what? Put it in a different context for yourself, which is what you have to do.
Yeah.
You can't. I don't think.
And
any
honestly,
of us can
that
put
situation was fake it till you make it.
Yeah,
honestly.
Yeah.
Fake it till you make it is exactly
be
it.
Sexy. Make it a great performance. You don't have to be a fish.
And
make
I do.
A
yeah.
Performance.
Just do the moves.
I do sympathize with the dancers. I'm a literal thinker. If they're like, you have to be a sexy fish. I
think okay,
I'm a sexy fish. Like it's exactly.
Guys, I've actually had to be a sexy fish in Seussical the musical.
Good for you. That's
weird. Next time, call Chloe.
Chloe will counsel you on sexy fishiness.
This is where I also need to call out Jason. What's a sickled leg?
Oh, I know!
Is it maybe a turned in this?
Let's all do
Paul, that's turned out. Turn it in. It's like this. This is sickled foot. Are you cramping?
I'm
queen of the pointed toe.
I think
and
he's
like,
learning
yeah,
too, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, he's definitely.
You know.
But I was like,
here we go.
And I will tell you that, like, Brian Friedman, who caught a lot of heat on Twitter, was like, hashtag sickled leg. So I know he was at Jason for that.
I love that.
Twitter. Because, you know, we're watching this, like, 4 hours later. So I follow the East Coast feed, and I'm like, oh, snarky snark. I love it. Okay. Another piece that we have a lot to talk about. Derek and Megs in a Dave Scott hip-hop piece.
Love the song.
Yeah.
What song is it?
Worth it.
Oh, yeah.
Give it to me, I'm worth it.
Yeah. That one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Fifth Harmony.
It was interesting because we had Dave in last week, and he talked a lot about how you have to have this vision and everything else, and I'm not sure that this was executed as well as he normally does, actually.
I think that the dancers, I think because she's obviously on the street side. So she has more of, like, that rough, tough feeling. Where Derek came in, I feel like their characters were opposite. I think it should have just switched.
Ooh.
And, like, it just would have worked better that way.
Yeah.
Instead of,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because he was trying to be the thug.
Right.
But, like, it could have been cute if he, you know, came in a little more, like, the uneasy one. And she comes in, like, hey, look at me. I don't know.
Interesting.
You know? I think that would have been...
Yes. More harmonious.
Yeah. I like that.
Because then you're watching it and you're like, this is not working.
I think what didn't work was that Megs was just really good at it, and like poor Derek was just so sweet and trying so hard.
Trying so hard.
He did.
But he just looks like, you know, when
he's trying hard.
He looks like you know, when you teach a frat boy how
looks
to, like,
looks like
dance.
Me when,
like,
I do hip-hop.
Like, just, like, all
when
over,
I try Nene.
Yeah, like, it just...
Like contemporary Nene.
It was really cute.
Yeah, I hip-hop like that, too. It's like...
It was really cute.
I understand. Like, I mean, me
he
doing Dave Scott
all
hip-hop
the moves.
Would be...
Like, he did not miss a step, but he just didn't look like
he was committed to it.
Yeah. I mean, he did. It was. I felt bad for him. I thought he's trying.
And then the props, they were like, "It's supposed to be a saxophone."
Oh my god, was that a terrible pollen like reference she was trying to make?
No. Enough with that. That was no. I didn't appreciate that.
I think that was a Paula reference that everyone was like, "What?"
Right?
Yeah, that's okay. I didn't need that comment.
Yeah. No, I didn't. And like they did the whole package on her being a trumpet player, so I'm like, accept the trumpet.
Yeah.
The trumpet works. It's her trumpet.
Yeah.
Embrace it.
Yes.
She was just trying to find things.
I know.
To pick up.
Yeah.
I mean, whenever you, I don't know. Anyways, you just find things to pick out whenever. Never mind.
Something to
I'm just going to. Stop there.
Yeah, this was so uneven. It was just so, I was so like trying to, it was like two different dances going on.
Yeah.
It was such a bummer.
Yeah.
It was.
I also kind of agreed with Paula a little bit. Like, I wish Meg's outfit was a little bit more feminine. Like, if they were
I felt the same way.
If they were going that way, then go that way.
Yeah.
And she is sexy. I mean, she looked great. Like, just styled differently. I love that. I love that she's so versatile in that look.
Yep.
Very unique.
Yep.
I love her look. I just have been fascinated with her because she just sort of morphs into something unique, which
she's
is really
good.
Cool. So, yeah.
And she's got such a great personality. I mean, she just, like, owns whatever she does.
Yeah.
It's like a delight to see her, whatever she does.
You know what's interesting, too, is when Dave Scott usually choreographs women, they're usually in that, like, weird pleather material and, like, in some sort of high boot. Like, and so seeing Meg's in, like, a baggy pants for a Dave Scott number was a little different.
Interesting.
Because, like, even last week, like, she was in, like, those thigh
highs. Alexa,
And then last year in the Usher one, you know, she was in that
good
full
kisser.
Cat suit.
Yeah,
that
Tanisha.
Was awesome.
One of my favorite pieces ever.
Oh, like that one. That was a saucy number.
I can watch that over and over.
But, that's like, what if Meg's was in something like that? Like, like that would have been really cool.
Change up.
Or Derek could have been in that.
If we switched
back. We have more episodes
would have
to
go.
Oh, the possibilities. Word.
That's next season. They're doing guys versus girls in that way where they have to gender switch.
Let's hope for a season 13.
Oh, please.
Lucky 13.
Well, maybe.
I know. All right, let's move on to Gabby and Neptune in a Stacey Tookie piece. As I dropped the bomb on Twitter because I can't keep the secret. I was like, she's coming on September 8th. Yay! She'll be here. I know. We love her so much. I thought this is when I felt like, oh, this is so you think you can dance. Like, I feel like the rhythm's back. This was another one I needed.
This was my favorite of the night.
Yeah.
It was. I thought they were, I appreciated how much they just melded into one another just so effortlessly. And I don't know, it just was such a strong piece. You felt it. I felt it. And I just appreciated how well they came together. Mm-hmm. It was just beautiful. Yeah. The whole thing. Yep. I loved it.
It was really beautiful. I'm really glad Stacey's back. That's awesome. And then Neptune is so good.
Yeah.
I love Neptune. I mean, I love Gabby, too, but I really love Neptune now.
There's something very gentle about him.
Yes.
I don't even know.
I haven't. It's so weird. Last season, I was really invested. I was, like, there every week assisting. And this year, I've been doing other things, so I haven't been there as much. But the things I'm hearing, like, I saw Stacey. And I asked her how this week was going, and she was just saying how willing he is. He's, like, very observant. He's like, okay, let me try it. Like, he's there. He's all there. So the way he comes off, I think, is exactly how he is.
That's good.
So cool. Which
really
is awesome.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. And I love Gabby, too. I thought she just kind of brought him with her, like, into, like, her beautiful light. I think she's, like, such a great energy. And I think they just, it was perfect. That was such a great partnership and genuine performance.
I thought it was just a great story to be told, and the way that they told it was very genuine and very, like, on point. And I love the movement. Stacey did an amazing job with it. It was one of my favorites of the night.
Yeah. You know what I really noticed too? It's not like a 5, 6, 7, 8 dance.
There was no music.
And there were so many moments.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, of course, there's beautiful lifts, but there were so many moments of them just, like, being still and looking at each other.
Story,
and that's really hard to make look real.
Yeah.
And it was. I don't even think they were trying. It just was
just
what it was. And even, I think you could tell even after when they were getting their critiques, they were still invested in it. I could see Gabby's face, like, in his, they just welded
crying,
into his little
You could tell. Like, you're like, wait, one, he's wearing makeup.
Yeah. They make all the guys
really
do it.
Cute.
I think it was so, they were really invested emotionally in it, and I don't think I felt like emotionally moved by a piece like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Until last night.
Yeah. It was great.
Yeah.
And he was saved. So, that I mean, that was definitely awesome. One of those.
Thank
I know.
God.
I know, but I then you look really at Urellis.
I know. Yeah. I know. It was Sophie's choice.
Oh, it was definitely a difficult decision.
Yeah. It's tough overall when you've got four going. Kate and JJ in a Brian Friedman piece. This was the button on all of the individual dances. And he this is another one. He just felt like he couldn't win last night. I was just like following all of Brian's tweets because they were really interesting. He felt like he took a lot of heat for the piece he did earlier in the season, the trio, which was what Marissa and Haley and Alexa, because it was too sexy. Mm-hmm. And then he does the pinup girl and he's told it's immature.
He's like, what do you want?
Yeah, what do you want?
It is a confusing message. Yeah, I mean, totally. I totally understand that. This was a great personality piece for both of them. And I think it was Nigel's comment saying, like, I could see it behind an artist, like, this with lots of dancers
behind
and everything.
Katy Perry, totally.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you could see, it would scream that, even, like, early Britney, maybe, even.
And that's what Brian does. I mean, like...
He's great at that.
Yeah, like, that's what he does. And I totally didn't... I mean, I didn't really hate this number. But, like, Kate showed... Like, JJ showed her up in a way...
I agree with you.
Yeah, where you're like, gosh, I thought Kate was really supposed to be really good. And you're like, I guess I see what everyone else is seeing now. So I actually didn't mind that she got kicked off this week. Because after that number, I was like, yeah, see, like, JJ's still giving me something here. But you are, I don't want to watch you.
So my eyes were on her the whole number. I was on JJ. Yeah, it's like she, like, sucked you into her little pinup world, you know? Just all of her movements, how she was doing it all. And I was really thinking that it was going to be Kate that would have stole that number right from under her. And for me, it didn't happen.
Mm. What did you guys think?
I think Kate is... In terms of that type of performance, I feel like Kate is a more subtle performer.
Mm-hmm.
So I expected her not to do as good as JJ.
Okay.
I think JJ is just a performer. Like, she's amazing. I've worked with her before, and she's just awesome.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And she's just... you just want to look at her. Like, that's just how she is. She just has that face that you just want to... And the performance aspect of it, she's just in it completely. So, I think it was a great way to show both of their personality. I'm not saying Kate did horribly. I think that Kate did great. But I knew that JJ would just have that performance down. And that was a performance piece. So I liked their performance. I really did. I thought it was an okay number, but I liked their performance.
Yeah. I agree with that. I thought they looked so beautiful.
Yeah,
like
they did.
I would like couldn't
hair
they just were
makeup
so stunning.
Look.
And
yeah,
like, Kate's hair and her skin color, like they're just so they're so stunning to look at. I thought it was a little too immature too. But I think also maybe they were pushing it. Again, we don't see what the producers are telling them and what they're enforcing throughout the whole process. And so they might be like, you know what, you need to make a little girlier, not so sexy.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. But I think it should have been a little more like, maybe have a little bit of sexiness in there. Yeah.
A little edge.
Sometimes
just to balance it out. I thought it was a little like that, but I totally agree. I think they did, you know, what they were told to do and... They both looked so great. JJ is definitely like an underdog to me. Like we were talking before the show. Like I almost forget about her, and then I see her. I'm like, dang, she's good.
Yeah,
she's
totally
really good.
You just brought up a point that like sometimes they do like not allow you to be too sexy.
Yeah,
because like it's
keep
a network show.
His crotch and they would
so there was a hip hop piece that I was doing that me and Kenz did together. It was a Dave Scott piece, and there was a. Like, he kept wanting me to do body rolls, and there was a point where he wanted me to grab my pants, and it looked like I was grabbing my crotch. And they kept saying, like, don't do that, like, network's gonna get mad at us, blah, 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 blah.
Standards
and
practices.
So yeah. It's like certain things that you could do that are too sexy. Like, literally, you could be too sexy. So they might have made choices, and they might have turned it down. So sometimes
because
you don't know what's going on.
So,
yeah.
Like, and they
already
so like
revealing,
that.
Yeah.
And remember, Brian Friedman's coming off of his last dance.
Sexy number.
Sexy number, which they said we thought was too sexy. So,
yeah.
Yeah, as a choreographer, you, in your head, you're like, all right, let me just do
tone it down.
And, you know, we don't know all those things, but he did. He was like, I just can't win.
I can't win. They both were beautiful.
I know.
They did, but
they looked good.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about eliminations before we talk about the individual numbers of stage and street. So it was Kate, Alexa, and Derek, Neptune, Ariana, and Urelis, all up for elimination. Team Stage, I think, probably was the most controversial just because Derek didn't dance last week because of an injury and didn't have the best dance this week. But he was saved by Twitter, and that's the rules, and that's the way it goes.
Why do you think that he got saved?
I don't think it matters about the dance that week. It's the fans that I think that follow you throughout, and he has a huge fan base.
Yeah,
and so I think they're just they want to see what he has next week.
Yeah,
they don't care about tonight. They feel bad. They're like, no, we want more.
They
want
to support him.
Yeah. So they had a much bigger fan base than both Alexa and Kate. And I did the math. I was like, tally.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I think Derek's going to wind up getting saved on that, and that actually was the case on Team Street. It didn't play out that way. I think. And Paul and I were talking about this. Neptune was, I think Urelis had a higher following than Neptune, but it wasn't that much of a difference. Where, like, with the girls and Derek, it was significant enough.
I wasn't as upset with the stage one. I mean, I don't think, I really wanted Neptune and Urelis to be saved.
Yeah.
Like, I was ready to see all this, that side of stage
and
go.
And when you have that clear line drawn, like, we can only save one from street and one from stage, we don't have
sucks.
That. But I felt like Alexa just really nailed it last week in Dave Scott's piece, and I felt like that should have stood for something, but...
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Competition
everyone
is
has to go.
Yeah. As the winner.
Everyone has to
and,
go.
And I did feel like, at this point, like, Kate and Ariana have... As much as I love them both, and Ariana, I felt like just got the short end of the stick every week. It was just one of those things. There was no way to save them at this point without a judge's save.
Yeah, I really did like Ariana, but I did think she lived her life off the show. Like, I think that was, I think she went pretty far, and yeah, I don't know.
I'm with you.
I'm just really sad about Urelis.
I know.
So
I think we all.
But then again, I was happy about Neptune, so it's like, I was so conflicted. Yeah. I know.
And after that, I was like, oh, there's no way. Like, she's going. Like, she's going to go.
Yeah.
But you know what happens, and it's just a show.
It's a competition. I know someone has to go every week, but we were just talking about numbers when it comes to the tour. If you go by tradition and, like, the 11 through 14 are the ones that are the understudies, it doesn't play out that you don't have understudies for the men, where you have four girls. So it'll be interesting to see how they choose.
Yeah.
And last year we had a situation where 11 through 14, not everyone went one person. Serge was swapped out for Marquette. So, you know, they're willing to break those rules, absolutely. So we'll see what happens with this tour.
Yeah.
Even though they haven't announced it yet, we don't know anything about it. But
there's going to be a tour. There has to be.
I think there's. They did very well last year. I'd be surprised.
I think they do the four people cut because they really want to see. Top 10 has to be solidified because that's the image of the tour and that's the image of basically who's going to be the winner. So I think that's why they make it such a drastic cut, because they're like, who do you really want to be? Not in the top 10. Not who are you? Okay, I'm like, not. They don't want to make it a close call. They want to make sure that our top 10 is who you really want. Like, who America really wants.
Who is America's favorite dancer?
I felt the same way.
Yeah,
I was
honestly,
really
she was great.
I
even told you backstage.
She's going to be like top five.
Yeah.
That performance, I thought she was going to be.
Yeah, she could have.
Saved.
She could have.
She nailed it.
So versatile, and so great
she's
at what she does.
She's definitely versatile.
Yeah.
She'll be doing some stuff.
Yeah, she's,
I'm not worried about her.
No.
She's like, gonna
go far.
She's gonna kill it.
Full star.
Yeah. She's like Broadway. Here she comes or something.
No,
right?
She's gonna be in music videos.
Sure, that too.
Why everything.
She
can have everything.
A very commercial
very
look.
Commercial. Yeah.
The world is her oyster. She will see the oyster.
But we still have two more dances to talk about, and that's Sonia Taya's team stage dance.
Oh.
Okay, we have to talk about this package first.
Oh, okay.
Because how was anyone else like when they interviewed every dancer personally, and they're like, I'm pulling from this.
My
I was like, shut up. Like, that was one of the things that I was like,
shut up.
And I was like, don't. I was like, you know, when the pack.
package like almost ruins the deep meaning of a dance for you.
It's like too much talk.
It was so played out. I was like, I get that everyone has been through something. Like, you don't have to literally tell me who you're pulling from.
That is producer talk. I have to produce but, packages yeah. sometimes, and they're always like, we need more of this.
Yeah.
And like
yeah.
when they make things too literal, and So You Think is sometimes guilty of this, because and Spencer's gone behind the scenes with us on this saying we need a full story and play
they,
this out.
But they like tell you what to say.
Yeah,
like
sometimes
I will literally be like, okay, wait, what do you want me to say? And they're like, okay, you're gonna say that you died and that you're really sad and that Paul is bringing you back to life.
It's a show.
And I'm like, yeah. Okay. So yeah. they tell you what, you know.
Pull at the strings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so everything you see, it's planned. It's like yeah. they chose to put that on it. They could have chosen like the other 24 hours of footage, but they chose that, you know.
The best part, though, everyone was like sweaty out of their dance. And yeah. they're like, I'm talking about
McCrum. It was a little dramatic. Yeah, it was yeah. a little dramatic.
They love to do
but
that.
The dance,
like, the dance was so
the
good.
Dance
yeah.
is incredible.
I was honestly. Watching it with Carly from last season. By the way, she moved in with me. She's a part of the roomies now.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were watching it, and like, sorry, this keeps falling off. We couldn't, like, sit still. We were, like, standing up. We were like, wow, okay, yeah. this is really good. Like, right. it was a great reaction.
And I'm so happy Robert was in it. I know Jim was in, but...
She's so good at dance.
Robert is she so amazing. It. Oh, I love seeing him like, perform. What? I just had to throw
I
that
out. Like, I tried to vote for him. I was like, can I vote? No, dang it.
Can he make top 10?
Yeah.
That's kind of awesome.
I thought it was awesome. Yeah. It was wonderful.
And then we went into Team Street, Phoenix and Farside, with this, like, crazy circus.
They're so good.
This has been such a great showcase for them, So You Think.
Yes!
And they're an example of new choreographers that come in, and they really come in with a clear vision.
Yeah.
They did.
No question.
But they came in from last season into this season, and it's just been not all choreographers. Yeah. Sometimes they have like bumpy road, but they just get it.
And when you hear that they're about to choreograph, you're like, oh, all right, this is going to be good.
I just agree with you.
You just know.
Yes.
Yeah. 100%.
Also, can we talk about Yaya's beard? That was
oh my
awesome.
God.
The bearded lady.
It was so she was good. In it to win.
She's
it.
The best.
She just goes for it.
Yeah.
I love
she
her.
Fit,
she's so good.
She's so committed to her characters.
I love you.
And
so
Neptune
committed.
In like that wrestling strong
oh my
man.
Gosh.
I mean,
all of the
drawn on abs.
I mean, I do think Team Stage won it for me this week in those two dances. Like, their dance was just so phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this dance was just so much of a performance.
Yeah.
But that one move where, who was it, where they were, like, running, and then they just, like, latched on, and then someone slid under them?
Yeah, oh, yeah, they did, like, a little pike, and then...
Was it
then
Meg?
So good.
Oh, it was
no.
so...
No, it was,
cool.
Awesome Virgil, moments. No.
Was it Virgil?
I think it was Virgil.
Who ran and did the... Yeah, did, like, the
I
pike,
so.
And then someone slid under, and
so
it was
cool.
just...
It's
so
it's
cool.
yeah it's stuff that you haven't seen. That's what I love about it.
Yeah.
It's
so
like
fresh
just,
and the tightrope
yeah.
part, like just
yeah.
like cool moments. It
yeah,
almost
yeah.
remind me of like the old school. So You Think.
Yeah,
like, me and Michael stuff like
yeah,
the
yeah.
weird quirky.
And they
moments.
Understand like because they run a crew. They understand like the dynamics of that. I have felt some of the Team Stage group numbers have been a little bit almost like underwhelming because it's just like a lot of like. You know, just kind of low groovy stuff, but not like a lot of spectacle. And sometimes we're expecting from the group dances like a lot
yeah,
of stuff.
Of
and I
course.
Was like, we got this.
And Phoenix and Farside deliver spectacle.
Oh.
I love their group numbers.
Yeah. And I loved how everyone was different and all shown in different lights. And
mm-hmm.
it was, I don't know, it was awesome. It was cool.
Yeah. Okay. So before we wrap up, I do have to ask because Paul, when we
yeah.
talked about this offstage, we can't make this an ass of free week, I know, but you did work with him, and it's just kind of interesting behind the scenes
oh.
of the Jean-Paul Généreux number with Marissa. I mean, what was he like? Because you gave kind of a different perspective than what we've heard.
So, I even heard that, like, he was not cooperating and stuff before weeks before, but whenever I worked with him, he was such a humble guy, so hardworking, and, like, I didn't once see him, like, pout or anything like that. I always like focus and show me what to do, I'll do it, like just very very eager to learn and very receptive and all that stuff. Yes, definitely it was tough week working with him because he's never done any type of choreography, and cha-cha is like it's make it or like it's really hard to do in terms of especially if you're not a technician in the Latin ballroom, but I think that me and Jean-Marc both agreed that he did 10 times better than we thought he was going to do. And so that was a plot. That was a plot. I know America didn't see that, like that struggle that was backstage, but he really did work his behind off.
And Marissa, because Marissa obviously worked really hard.
Oh my God, Marissa. And the thing with Marissa was, at first we were like, oh, like, Marissa is so good. Like, I wish she had a great partner to showcase it the best that she could, you know? But she was killing it from, like, day one. She just got it. She just was so comfortable in her body to be sexy and just so powerful and just so right for the cha-cha that week. I thought she was a great partner for him.
Very good.
All right. Because not at all did she be like, oh my god, he's not getting it, this, that, but she was so supportive and everything.
You have to have patience.
Yeah, of course.
You have someone that's patience. Really nice. Level, so it's always, I always like to hear the behind the scenes stuff because we don't get to see that as much and everything else. What are you guys working on? I asked Paul straight out, I'm like, so you're on Dancing with the Stars this season? You know me, always working an angle. you don't know anything, right?
Well, I don't know anything until literally a week before, so fingers crossed.
And
we'll see.
I'm going to be the first person you call. I know that.
Yeah, for sure. Tweet you.
Tweet me and make it public. What else are you working on?
I'm doing a lot of acting now. I'm getting into that, and I have some stuff that I can't really say right now.
All right,
but stay tuned.
Again, just send me a text. Send me a text.
I'll tell you later.
How's your life? You don't.
And okay, Mackenzie's been like everywhere. I have like vacation.
I've been like vacationing. Like I do convention stuff, and I travel with like Travis and Stacey on the weekends with Nuvo and assist that convention. And I'm doing Stacey's company again this year. We're going to Jacob's Pillow, which is like,
That's awesome.
It's amazing, Jacob's Pillow.
Yes,
you're going to
love that. Rehearsals on Friday, and I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was in Hawaii with Casey. We just like went. It was super spontaneous.
Why not?
Yeah, and then I just went to Mexico with my family. Puerto Vallarta. It was so
fun. Good.
Hence the tan.
Hence I wore white so I could look a little more golden next to Paul Room.
I know.
He's bronze.
We've got the cocoa couch. I'm so envious. I'm like, we're all freckly. I know.
Whatever. The freckle table.
And next week we'll have All Stars on the show. Not on our show, but
I was like, ooh, I'm so excited.
No, next week we have Ray Leeper, you guys.
Yes!
Ray!
Leeper. But we'll see. Jessica Richens is a new All Star. So that'll be kind of interesting to see.
Yay. Oh, awesome.
That's cool. They're kind of mixing it up a little bit. So
that's amazing.
Kind of interesting.
I like that. Let's mix it up.
Yeah, let's mix it up. We'll see how that goes. Brandon, I'm just not dying to know who gets, like, I'm hoping it's Doriana Sanchez, Brandon, and someone for
a disco
number.
Yeah, that'll
kills
happen.
It. I mean, he always kills a disco.
Yeah.
He's such a problem.
And anything.
I almost feel bad for him because they always just like know he'll do good at disco, and they're like, well, we should do our disco number.
I know, that's probably
this
the last
week.
Thing he wants to do.
Yeah,
probably.
Like, you know, I'm like,
but if they get Doriana, I bet she requests him too because I know that the choreographers request people. So,
I'm sure.
That's probably what it is. All right, well, Paul, tell everyone where they can find you online.
And your new Instagram.
My new Instagram is at Paul Kermirian, and my Twitter handle is Danston Paul.
Excellent.
And I have a new website, www.paulkermirian.com.
Mackenzie.
Twitter at Danston Mackenzie, and Instagram is Mackenzie_Destinant.
Perfect.
Nice.
Chloe.
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Chloe West X.
And you can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean, 1L.
I'm Kristen Bird on Twitter, The Kristen Bird on Facebook and Instagram. I'll see you on Dancing with the Stars. I'm just going to put it out there, throw it out there.
Yeah.
Come on this season, all that good stuff.
Thank you.
We'll see you all next week with Ray Leeper on AfterBuzz TV, So You Think You Can Dance.
Woo!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.